జయ 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 సద్గుణసార జగదీశిష్టం కలయితుమిష్టం గోకులరసావతార జయ 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 సద్గుణసార.
చాప్టర్ 29 గోపాల్ చాంపు Further pastimes with the gopis. Snigdhakantha then began speaking in the night among the sakis. When the gopis finished the rasa dance and returned home, the people were not at all worried because Yogamaya had produced copies of all the gopis in their houses. The people in the houses thought that they had prevented them from going. Krishna passed all the following nights in pastimes of rasa dance filled with various rasas. Vrinda assisted in various ways. Vrinda and her group placed tamal trees near Braj and effulgent herbs at a far distance. In this way she served Krishna for his meetings with the gopis. She made the forest blossom and called the gopis there. She made them sit all night in a waking state. He would embrace the gopis constantly and held the pastimes to his heart like a necklace. Sometimes Krishna would come to their houses like a thief. With the help of Lalita, he put on Vishakha's clothing, or with Vishakha's help, he would put on Lalita's clothing. Then he would go to Radha's house in the night. In the darkness of night, he would speak like a Sakhi to resisting Radha. "Oh, Radha! The best coward Krishna is acting as your best friend. I swear that you should accept his friendship." When elders somehow found out about his coming to the house, he decorated the bowers in the company of the gopis with his pastimes. Radha was expert in cheating the elders of her house. "Oh, old woman, the devata who has frightened you and me in the night has been driven away from here by a knower of mantras and is destroying the bowers. He is no longer in the house, but do not go to the bowers." That is what she hinted by her words. One Sakhi spoke, "Jewel among the elders, on my friend's cheek tinted with kumkum, there is certainly a design of a makara ornament. I did not make that design for fun. Some opposing gopi has drawn this on Radha's cheek. That is not a lie." In this statement, the suggested meaning is a reversal of the self and the competing gopi. "I have drawn the design, not the opposing party." Poet indicates that the Sakhi's words are false. The women who were separated from Krishna and Braj because of many obstacles felt like women whose husbands had gone to a distant country. Krishna thought, "You see, Radha, you speak to her, touch her and embrace her. Oh, mind, you become blissful on relishing her actions, which you repeat within yourself. If you do not believe in this, you will die. But what happiness will you attain on thinking that you will die?" At that time, one Sakhi came and spoke to Krishna. "In separation, Radha experienced burning like fire, and fire or death gives her pleasure. But what method can you appease her? Oh, Master, you are her life and she is your life. That is clear. By such words, it did not really depict her situation." Her longing is described. One Sakhi spoke to Krishna. "This longing inspires Radha even more, but it does not inspire you, O Krishna. For this reason, her longing does not give the happiness arising from satisfaction. Radha is not capable of either accepting or giving up her body, which is split open by tears, shivering, change of color, choked voice, hair standing on end, perspiration, paralysis, and fainting. This longing, because it obstructs the destruction of life, gives suffering to her as if she had a lump of food in her throat. O Madhava, you are full of good qualities and have full power through your arms. Can you not take this Radha full of good qualities and beauty into your heart and console her?" Radha going to meet Krishna is described. A Sakhi speaks to Radha using suggestion. "O friend, where are you going with unsteady eyes? You are most enthusiastic to go forward. Why have you fixed that place in your mind? I do not understand where you are going. Seeing a tamal tree, you become stunned, and you merge in the group of sakis with deceptive gestures. When the sun sets, you depart to a mountain east. Thus it seems that you are going to meet Krishna for some pastimes. The appointment. On a moonlit night, many women imbued with love dress in the best white cloth and set forth to meet Krishna. This is true. In this appointment, all their actions were made useless by recollecting their lover, for then they became filled with bliss and covered with effulgent smiles. Light and darkness became one at that time. Only fools ascribe the gopis wandering about for Krishna in the darkness. They trembled in their hearts at the beginning, and their feet became paralyzed on setting out. When Krishna appeared in their mind, their bodies stopped. The cause of their meeting was divine will alone, for that will alone pulled them forcibly towards Krishna. Sometimes a Sakhi would bring another Sakhi to meet Krishna during the daytime by trickery. O friend, the peacocks are fearlessly dancing everywhere. It seems that a dark cloud has appeared among the peacocks and is sporting. This suggested that Krishna was there alone among the peacocks. The woman decorating herself for a meeting is described next. She picked flowers and made a special bed, not available in the three worlds. Ah, such a bed is not available even in Vaikuntha. This gopi, preparing herself all alone, was not aware that her friends had come. One Sakhi spoke to Krishna about Radha's longing. O Krishna, holder of the chakra, having prepared a bed, my friend thinks of your arrival. Not seeing you, she cannot tolerate the passing of even a moment of time. Her hands begin to shake terribly and her ornaments and dress become disheveled. Sometimes Radha was cheated. A gopi spoke to Krishna. O Supreme Lord, your scriptures teach not only enjoyment and liberation, but also devotion to friends like us. The defeated Radha is described. A Sakhi spoke to Krishna. You can destroy a woman by showing yourself marked with the fingernails of another woman, but you show great skill in destroying a woman even without this. A friend scolded Radha and acted as a messenger. Hear what my friends and I are saying. Just worship Krishna according to your natural tendency. The friend speaks to Radha, who had become stubborn. O Radha, why are you so proud? Give up your eyes burning with arrows of pride. Krishna will release his eye weapon, cloud spreading showers everywhere. Then Krishna arrived in a flurry, his body red with nail and teeth marks. Krishna spoke, and Radha replied, O dearest Krishna, why is your face shriveled? Don't you know the cause? Curse you. What has happened? Why do you have wounds from nails and teeth? While you were sleeping, the demoness asleep did this to me. A Sakhi spoke to her. The timid woman's heart will shirk when there is lightning playing in the clouds. Silly girl, why are you smiling at Krishna? I cannot praise a person with marks on his chest. Radha spoke to Krishna. You are shining red with her red cloth and the crimson marks of her nails. Your lips are clearly blackened with her colibrium. The black cloud approaching the east direction, Chandravali then comes to us and hides the marks of that encounter out of shame. You became a turtle, supporting the base of Mandara Mountain and showed a woman's form as Mohini. You are not worthy of the name Majita, unsurpassed, because you were actually intent on letting the devatas enjoy by giving them nectar. Giving me up, Hitwa, you enjoy and accept her, Hitwa. You enjoy. This is not a lie. Hitwa can mean give up and accept. A lusty person has no judgment. That person cannot distinguish the tasty from the insipid. See, Madhava drinks the insipid mouth of the flute and cannot give it up. Krishna spoke. O Radha, your body is slender. You have a tender heart and fine intelligence. I ask how your mind can maintain such long-lasting anger. Your face is soft like a lotus and your tongue is soft like a new petal. But why are your words so cruel? Yes, I know. Your heart is a thunderbolt. That is the cause of your cruelty. Let that be. I do not derive as much pleasure from your joy as I do from your anger, by which you show your independent nature through words and beatings. Radha, I am not pained so much by getting beaten by your play lotus in anger as I am by your dear feet being pierced by thorns. When he pacified her with his own interest in mind, she replied, O Master of Lakshmi, I have tolerated your separation, which is like Augusta swallowing the ocean of happiness, like the wind destroying the great cloud of respect, like a snake devouring living beings, and like summer forest fires destroying a forest. How can I tolerate your constant bad conduct? Seeing Radha weep, her friend spoke to Krishna. The evening is red, passion, and the day is clear, purity. It is proper that the two combine, but it is not possible to combine with a contaminated night. But you are the opposite, not pure. That is the indication. Angry Radha again spoke to her Sakhi. My heart was on fire. Why do you criticize him since after destroying affection in my heart, he destroyed that flame? When affection, the cause of pain, is destroyed, I will immediately be free of happiness and sorrow. He will be happy in association with many gopis. Ah, then who will suffer? In order to stop Radha's tears, Krishna then spoke some clever words. O angry gopi, it is said in the scriptures concerning gems that the pearl arises from oysters. As I see some pearls, that is tears, my hand goes quickly towards your face. Turning her head away, she spoke internally, showing the mood of a woman disgusted with her lover because of a quarrel. O mind, if you want to subjugate Krishna by your anger, when Krishna comes under control, why should you not give up your anger, which is no longer functional? Radha Sakhi spoke to Krishna. O killer of the Mura demon, if you accept the woman who has scratched your chest as your lover, then our eyes will blaze. O lover of the gopis, the woman who takes anger lightly will make anger towards you her very life. Though associating with you is difficult for her to achieve, it now becomes easy. When the Sakhi said this and turned away, Krishna remained there for some time and then began wandering around at a distance. May the sound of the wind in the hollow bamboo, similar to the sound of Krishna's flute, be victorious, for it made angry Radha's hair stand on end. One Sakhi with crooked nature, understanding this, spoke, O Radha, when he becomes offensive, why do you not speak roughly with him? Why do you not show anger in your mind? Aha, I am not respected. I am not happy with you. Radha spoke to herself. This Sakhi says I should be angry. I do not know how to be angry. Though crookedness may be used to display anger, I do not know how to be crooked. Ah, my mind desires to see Krishna's attractive lotus eyes endowed with a smile. How could my mind appear otherwise? I cannot think what to do. Though he offends me, my heart is attached to him. If I cannot give up my heart, how can I give up Krishna? All glory to the sound of the flute, which taught Radha forcibly about her anger and attracted all the Sakhis along with Radha. Seeing Radha's face, Krishna was in doubt for a suitable analogy. A Sakhi present there spoke to him. Do not boldly think that her face is the moon, for her face conquers all, has bows for eyebrows, and shoots arrows through her eyes. When Radha attained Krishna, she was like a bee attaining a lotus, rather than like a fish attaining water. Radha had subdued her lover. Begged by Krishna, but not desiring to receive his touch, Radha repeatedly orders Krishna with instructions to tie her belt or cloth. How astonishing! It seems that all his limbs are made of heavenly liquor, by whose association his insane pleas increase. When Krishna speaks of Radha's supreme form, she does not hear that description, but instead gazes at his astonishing form. After this, the Sakis discussed amongst themselves. Radha, like a golden champaka, enjoys pastimes placing herself below Krishna, who is like a tamalak tree. But because of her boldness, I know she has the desire for enjoyment while being above him. Lalita began to sing a song in Lalita Rag of early morning. It had the most excellent form, as if inspired by a dream in which a guru had given instructions. After waking up in the best of bowers, he sees the glow of the sun. He wakes sleeping Radha and gazes at her followers. Wearing a peacock feather in his hair, he attracts my mind. He excites all the young girls, and he externally approaches Radha boldly. He is attached to wandering on the path in a deep forest. He spreads joy in that path. By hope, he destroys the poison of separation. His form gives eternal bliss. The good fortune of Radha on another day is described. Coming to the bower, Asaki saw Radha's boldness, smiled gently, and placed the flute in her hand and a peacock feather on her head. Treating the Saki in a special way, Radha spoke to her. The dear lover is sleeping on a bed on the attractive bower. Oh, dear Saki, I ordered you to steal his flute quickly for fun. Taking the flute, you came here. I think you must be tired. You must go on another path, a path difficult for us. In this way, the desires of Krishna and the gopis were under the control of divine fate, like agriculture during the monsoon seasons. Then, on Vasant Panchami, joining the gopis while playing Vasanta Rag, Gopal began his pastimes with them. And that day, when the Madhavi creepers first began to bloom with groups of buds whose sealed tips were broken open by zealous bees, Vrinda had been disappointed because it was impossible for Radha and Krishna and others to meet without restrictions. But a group of her joyful friends came and gave her happiness. Oh, Vrinda, why are you so despondent? Come and hear about something pleasant. Vrinda said, what is that? Asaki said, something you will like. Vrinda said, please tell me. The Saki said, one friend saw Madhava near a Madhavi creeper. Seeing the intense pain of separation in Radha, she then caused great emotion in Radha. Then in the company of other Sakis who were singing this song in Vasanta Rag, she along with Radha approached Krishna. The song. The forest of Krishna is resplendent with pastimes, longing to bring Krishna and you quickly here. It is full of sweet ras. Thousands of Madhavi creepers are waking up as if yawning and being kissed by bees or remembering a lover. Vrindavan's hairs are standing on end as the mango buds shoot forth. The cuckoo's cries, increasing desire, seem to be calling for you. This forest, filled with clove creepers and with drums, flute, and bina, meant for bringing Krishna's spring festival, attracts you with fragrant breezes which make our clothing tremble. O Madhavi creeper, bringing you here, the forest scatters pollen full of waves of spring music about Krishna and makes the eyes dance like a skillful antelope. O Radha, with incomparable beauty, may Radha, whose mind constantly prays to meet Krishna between the Yamuna and the Manasa Ganga, remain victorious, having achieved him. One verse is added as a commentary. O friend, see, in this place resides spring, splendid with beautiful forests and wealth, which brings the gopis close and makes everything fragrant. When Vrinda heard this and went to the forest, the Saki then showed her the following in the form of a song. Radha and Krishna expressing their joy which had blossomed are singing Vasanta Rag, which causes the hair to stand on end. They teach the cuckoo which sings the fifth note very slowly in all directions. They praise the bee buzzing and drinking spring honey in a solitary spot. they relish the enjoyable song composed according to rules, filled with sweet rasa as it comes to the lips. They praise the wind blowing there, laden with the fragrance of sandalwood. They dance with rolling eyes on hearing the music and singing filled with unlimited qualities. They make the approaching peacocks dance as if seeing lightning and clouds. He profusely throws powder which spreads over the sky with his gopi friends. He becomes brilliant on being covered in the pollen which shines with drops of perspiration. Not able to tolerate their conduct, elders scolded them, forbade their independence by argumentation, and made known that they would prevent them from going out. Guards constantly spied on them, and thus they all became naturally dependent on Krishna. By separation, they all suffered. Krishna and his lover would inspect the bamboo on the path, wait for his confidential friends, dispatch other suitable persons, and employ all methods. When the elders employed various methods to stop Radha, all actions became as futile as useless agricultural tools for bringing about a meeting of the couple. Radha's and Krishna's hearts were split apart. When the obstacles appeared, both of them thought as follows: I did not consider that previously seeing my beloved gave such pleasure. Now seeing the beloved causes such grief. The arrangement between us has now produced possessiveness, and that possessiveness is trying to crush us. What shall I do? What should my lover do? Today in the night I saw my lover and my lover saw me. Not only that, I touched my lover and my lover touched me with fresh love. If that was only a vision and a dream, I cannot maintain my life. And if it was true, I still have no desire to maintain my life. O dark lover, or, O beloved of Krishna, if Radha speaks, where are you? Except for the limbs of Radha, or Krishna, the whole body and all dear friends give pain like fire which pierces the very heart. When the elders became angry and obstructed the gopis, Krishna, out of longing, used the pretense of a pilgrimage. When all the gopis attached to Krishna learned about the pilgrimage, they began to imagine many things. When he climbed on the high cart and departed, their eyes were like Kanjana birds freed from a cage. As the moon passes through all the constellations, Krishna then went to all the gopis' houses and met them every night. On the path, Krishna performed many pastimes with the gopis who were far from their relatives, who all expressed joy and desired to go wherever Krishna was, who experienced all pastimes, who no longer desired to do household chores, and who gave up happiness, suffering, hunger, and thirst, though some were prevented by the elders. When all the residents of Gokul went on pilgrimage, Krishna put on the clothes of a cultured woman in order to give the gopis happiness. He put on the dress of a woman who knew astrology, mantras, how to transform substances, and how to make puppets dance. O astrologer, in the three worlds, what objects gives people happiness? Association with Krishna. What object should one take shelter of in this world? Songs about Krishna. What object gives the highest auspiciousness? Desire to attain Krishna. What object should be enjoyed? Form of Krishna. What is the end result in this world? Attaining Krishna everywhere. May Krishna's skillful deception, which gave answers to Radha, protect us. He dressed as a messenger. Who are you? I'm a messenger. Whose messenger are you? I am your messenger. Why do you follow and what are your qualities? You are dear to me and I have qualities like you. What is the proof of this? Go to a solitary place and look at my body. In this way, Krishna gave instructions to Radha with a smile mixed with devotion that spread everywhere. Radha recognized this wordplay. May his desire be fulfilled. Though Radha's mind was pained by thinking of separation, the obstacles to seeing each other were removed. Seeing Krishna in different dresses every night, Radha spoke to him. O friend, the wife of the doctor has arrived for diagnosis of heartburn and feels the pulse. But why does she touch other parts of my body? I am so unfortunate. This dark woman, expert at playing the flute, lives very far away. Half the night has passed. place where the Sakis stay is very small. Let my bed be reduced in half for her. This dark person has studied all arts. She is an incomparable poet. Let that be. I do not know how this woman knows all our secrets. This dark complexion artist is making a picture of a solitary place in which she draws a picture of a woman resembling me along with a man who has a dark complexion. Oh, friend, I say to you in private, there is no one like this woman who lives on betel nut and knows mantras to bewilder people. This woman wearing a garland is distributing garlands, but why do her flowers produce a desire for Krishna? This dark fruit seller is giving out various fruits. After this, taking only a bilva fruit, why does she look at me? This dark woman with valuable goods like necklaces on her body is not chaste. Though she is not known to me, she wants to put a necklace on me. As long as I take Aguru sandalwood pulp from this merchant's wife, the elders do not say anything about black Aguru and sandalwood on me. This description of Krishna is only indicatory. Many words would be needed to describe everything. Oh, Gopi, I am expert at sewing, but I perform other crafts simply by looking. That is, I do not do any of them. I reveal this to my friends. Look at this bodice on my chest that I have made. I dye clothing here. I am well known in this world as Shama. The woman who wears cloth dyed by me has the lotus of her heart opened. O woman of Braj, you are trying to sell mirrors, a bow, coral, and pearls. I am asking if you are selling two deep containers, press. O fortunate woman, I am good at massaging limbs. My body is very tender. I have come to massage your limbs. The happiness of my touch surpasses the happiness of realizing Brahman. After this, a woman revealing sincerity and crookedness approached Krishna, who was dressed as a woman with ornaments, and said, "We will not take a massage in an assembly." After concluding the pastimes in Ambika Forest filled with darkness, Krishna distributed whatever was desired willingly, profusely, and pleasantly. All the petals arising from the lotus of Krishna's heart became the forms of his beloved gopis of Braj. If this is true, we will not doubt and speak. But Radha, who is situated within the lotus of his heart, has become the object of affection. The reciter concluded, O Radha, your Krishna, killer of Baka, is most desirable and beautiful in form. He released the Vijayadhara Sudarshan from a curse and surpasses all others.